Mike McConnell, weekday mornings 9 to noon on 700 WLW.
All right, let's shift gears and talk about the end of the world. It's been a little while since the subject's come up. I've got a guest here with a book, 2008, God's Final Witness. Would lead you to believe the clock is ticking. My guest is a biblical scholar, minister as well, Ronald Wineland. Stands by, and Ronald Wineman, welcome. Good to have you on the program.
Yes, good to be here.
The book you said just came out in December, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, you're a biblical scholar. Is this the first time over the course of your life that you thought indications were the end was nigh?
No, I wrote a book 2.5 years ago before this one here called The Prophesied End Time, and this is a follow-up to that. This one becomes more specific, obviously, with the date mentioned as well, and a lot more about what's going to take place here in the United States and throughout the world, actually. It's prophetic.
All right, so you believe what we're going to see are a tremendous increase in terrorist events, also cataclysmic events involving Mother Nature, the breakup of the U.S. and the U.K. Give me some insight as to how that will happen.
Well, it's going to begin, there are a lot of books been written by very knowledgeable people talking about tracking of nukes and so forth, possibly out of Russia into the United States. There are those who believe they're already here. This is from a prophetic viewpoint, obviously, biblical, and the reality is that's exactly what's going to take place. It is going to be terrorism. It will be in a lot of our major cities, especially some of the port cities. Those things are prophesied to take place, and quite candidly, it's going to cripple us. So when Washington, D.C., New York, Chicago, L.A., Houston, other cities like that, when they have a coordinated attack against them, just like what happened on 9/11, when these are coordinated, it's going to be our downfall.
And where is it prophesied?
Well, these things are throughout the Bible, primarily in the book of Revelation, however. So,
Give me something that points to that specifically.
In regard to what's going to take place?
Well, nuclear attacks on major cities causing the demise of the United States.
Well, it just talks about the amount of destruction that's going to take place. The only way that anything that we can even understand some of those things that are written as far as the Bible is concerned is because of the massiveness of it. It talks about one-third of certain areas being totally destroyed here in the United States. That's the only thing that could accomplish that, obviously. It doesn't take a whole lot to come to that conclusion. And it is something God reveals as well, but that's another matter. But indeed, those things are going to take place here. And we are in prophecy. The United States, United Kingdom, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, we're the first countries that are going to be the ones who fall at what is referred to in Scripture as the end time or the Great Tribulation that's getting ready to take place. And that's why I've been very candid about the date. Those things are going to take place in 2008, also making very clear that if we're able to scrounge together an election in 2008, we will not have anyone take office in 2009. That's how strong these things are. That's how close these things are.
Why would you believe that we and the other countries you just mentioned would be the first to go?
Because they're a part of that which is in prophecy. We are a part of prophecy here in the United States as being the greatest nation that would ever rise up at the end time, the most powerful nation on earth. And the reason being is because a lot of people, when they hear the word Israel, they think of, and as far as the Bible is concerned, they think about the land of Israel today where the Jews are located. That was only one of 12 nations. And there were 10 nations that were taken captive by the Assyrians, who are the German people today, up into Europe. And they became known as the Lost 10 Tribes. Judah never lost its identity because they obeyed certain things that God gave them to do. However, the rest of Israel, the rest of those 10 nations, they became lost as far as identity is concerned. We are one of those nations. That's why we have such an affinity with Great Britain. That's why we have such an affinity with Israel. We are brothers as far as nations are concerned. People don't like that, but it really doesn't matter what people like. It's just a reality that this is where we are. I've written this book for the specific purpose of telling these things. I don't expect people to believe it right now, but there is so much confusion out here. There's so much confusion in religion. What do people believe? What do they listen to? They've heard this over and over again, the end of the world. Well, someday it was going to come because it's prophesied. This just happens to be that time. I've written these things so that when they do start coming to pass, people will know who to listen to.
Do you have any idea how many times over the years similar books have been written referring to specific contemporary periods?
Over and over and over again.
As old as the printing press.
That's exactly right.
All right, what makes yours different from all those?
It's true. What can I say?
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, my guess is if I had somebody on who had printed a book in the early 1800s, I would say, what's the difference in yours? They would say it's true.
Well, the only problem is if you had them on from the 1800s, we already know what happened. It hasn't happened. That's why I've written this in this short time period here. again, not expecting people to believe it, but when they start happening, what are they going to do? People are going to begin believing it. They're going to understand that, yes, we are in the end time. You know, it was prophesied a long, long time ago this is going to take place. That's why religious people have talked about this for a long, long time, expecting that would come. Every time there's been a great war, every time there's great cataclysms and so forth, people say the end is here, the end is here. It's been ongoing for hundreds of years.
Sure.
And we happen to be there now.
Right, but they said that then. If this doesn't pan out, would you come back on the show in 2009?
Absolutely.
And I wouldn't expect you to have an answer right now.
But... No, I'd have an answer. I'd tell you I was a false prophet. That's the only answer there would be.
But not intentionally false.
Well, who would be intentionally false about things they do as a whole? People that are deceived, they're just deceived. They may be genuine.
Some would do it to sell books, not you, but there are those.
Well, this happens to be a free book. We don't sell our books. So they are. You can go to a bookstore and get them. That's a part of, they won't put it in their bookstore unless they can make money off of it. But people go to the website, endtime2008.com, we'll send them both books free.
Endtime2008.com.
Correct.
What would you expect people to do in anticipation of the tribulation?
Well, some people are going to believe what they read, and they're going to start making preparations. Others aren't going to believe as a whole. Most people aren't until these things begin happening.
Now, I guess, what preparations are you referring to?
Well, it's the same age-old story. Repent. Repent of our ways. Repent of what we've done. Religion is the cause of our world's problems right now. Look at what's happening in the Middle East. Look what's taking place in Iraq and Iran and all the way up in Afghanistan. We have opened up a powder keg. We have no idea what we have done over there, but it's all part of prophecy. They have prophecies over there as well. Islam has a prophecy about a Mahdi who is going to arise. That's why Muqtada al-Sadr has what's called Mahdi's army, because they believe very deeply we are at the end time. You're going to hear a lot more about this over the next year. We're in the end time. A lot of people are beginning to believe that. They're beginning to be moved in that direction. But people who believe it, when they believe it as a matter of religion, will do horrifying things. In this case, terrorism on a massive scale. And that's what's getting ready to take place here. They're going to follow up on it. And it does fit into prophecy. It's just not the way they think. And,
right, but terrorism itself isn't new. Terrorism has been practiced for ages.
Not nuclear terrorism.
No, but is nuclear terrorism specifically prophesized?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying in the book here. That's what I'm telling you now. It is a part of prophecy. There is going to be destruction on such a massive scale. I'll give you an example. There are 3.5 years that begin when all these things start happening here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 3.5 year period called the Great Tribulation. There is a period of time toward the very end that there is a power that arises in the Far East. That's China, Russia, and other nations. It says that they will actually destroy one-third of all the earth, one-third of all mankind. That's no small thing. How do they do it? Well, they do it by nuclear war. They do it by nuclear weapons.
Well, they better really ratchet it up. They don't have enough to do that yet.
Oh, we have enough. There are enough nuclear weapons in this world to destroy it many times over. There are enough in Russia alone to destroy this world several times over. Oh, yes, there's plenty of nuclear power, not nuclear weapons out there.
Well, I'm saying not China.
Well, they sure do. They have plenty of nuclear weapons themselves.
I have the numbers around here somewhere. I don't think they could destroy the world.
Oh, yeah, they could destroy it all.
So what would... Other than repent, repent, repent. See, there are a lot of people out there who figure, well, you know, I live a pretty decent life anyway. What am I supposed to do now?
Well, they don't know what they're supposed to repent of. Repent means you have to know what to repent of, first of all. You have to know what to turn from. Nobody has appreciated when God's prophets have come along and told them bad things are going to happen to Israel. They don't like it today. Just the reality is going to take place, whether people like it or not, is immaterial. God's going to allow this time to come. It's been prophesied to happen at the end of 6,000 years. God gave mankind 6,000 years to govern himself. Man cannot govern himself. We cannot govern ourselves at all. We're trying to bring peace to the Middle East, and we can't do it. We've opened up the greatest crop in Afghanistan again in the world is that of opium, and it's going out to the whole world, out through Europe and into the United States. It's the greatest producer in the whole world. We have enabled that. You know,
people have been consuming opium since the beginning of time, too. I mean,
yep. But,
what is it about this point in time?
Why don't we put a stop to it? Why don't we put a stop to it? We have the ability to put a stop to it. I'm just using that as one example. It's hypocritical. You know, we go in there and we talk about various things, but we don't talk about the worst crop there that's destroying thousands of people's lives. We just focus in on a few hundred people that are dying here and there. What about the thousands upon millions who are addicted to opium? You know, and we have opened the floodgate for that.
Why did God give us opium?
We didn't give it to misuse it, just like a lot of other things. Why do we have technology? Does man misuse it? Man has misused everything he's ever had. And the same thing is true today. And that's what man has to start repenting of. It's just like traditional Christianity. You know, when Jesus Christ came along, he condemned Judaism. He condemned it all. He didn't say that one part was good. He said it was all wrong. They talked about God. They talked about Moses. They talked about the Old Testament. The same thing is true today in traditional Christianity. Traditional Christianity today is the same way. When Jesus Christ comes, he's going to let everybody know that it's wrong as much as Judaism was 2,000 years ago. And people don't like to hear that. So what do they repent of? The same old things. You know, turning to Sunday worship, things that God has condemned from the beginning of time, things about the Trinity that aren't true, that the Catholic Church started in 325 A.D., turning from God's holy days, Passover, and making it into Easter, which you can't find in the Bible, nor Christmas. And yet people think, well, what's wrong with giving Christmas presents? What's wrong with doing these things to your children? Well, it's just wrong because God says it is. You know, and
so you think things like that really hack God off?
Well,
Christmas presents and Easter.
He says don't do it. He told the Israelites. That's why those 10 nations went into captivity, is because they turned from the seventh-day Sabbath to Sunday, worship of the sun, to Baal worship. And man has done the same thing again. We've done the same thing as far as traditional Christianity. And where'd they get it all? They got it from the Catholic Church. Every religion out here that's Protestant got their ideas and beliefs from the Catholic Church, and yet they denounce the Catholic Church as being wrong, you know? So those are the kinds of things people have to repent of, whether they like it or not. Those things are going to have to take place. If they want to come through the worst time in all Earth's history, in that last 3.5 years before Jesus Christ returns to establish God's government on Earth. That's where we're coming to. God's going to intervene and stop man from annihilating himself. That's exactly what Armageddon is about. We come to the brink of annihilating himself. God just allows it. It's not God's fault. It's man's fault.
I would think we're less on the brink now than we were during the Cold War.
Well, it wasn't prophesied to take place back then. That was building up to it. And certainly in the last 100 years, we've been in an age of technology that's building up to this end time, to this period of time right now. But it just wasn't ready to happen yet. It's ready to happen right now. The euro is an example in Europe. All these things were prophesied. A world currency that's going to become the currency of the world very shortly.
What's going to be the currency of the world?
Euro.
Well, the dollar already is. Why do we need a new one?
Because the dollar is about ready to collapse. That's all prophesied.
Well, I mean, again, we already have a global currency. That's the dollar. It shouldn't make any difference if the euro becomes the new one.
Well, it does, because if the dollar collapses, look what happens to the rest of the world as far as the economy is concerned. When our economy when those nuclear weapons go off, our economy, if it hasn't collapsed already, will collapse on that day. The stock markets will crash. The commodities markets will crash. The whole world is going to shift toward Europe. 10 nations that are prophesied to arise in Europe again.
How would we shift toward Europe? What can they do for anybody?
Well, they're prophesied to be the ones who take control. They're the ones who are going to step in and fill a vacuum that the United States leaves. They're the ones that are going to actually take control of this nation. They're going to prevent us from using nuclear weapons to strike back at those who started the terrorism. These are all prophesied to take place.
Well, I don't think that's fair. Well, listen, how about if I have you back on in maybe 2008 and we can go back through this again and see how things pan out?
Yeah, make it before April.
Before April, okay.
Yep.
The book is 2008, God's Final Witness, Ronald Wineland, Weinland. Did you give a web address for that?
Yes, endtime2008.com.
Endtime2008.com. All right, Ronald Wineland, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk about it again.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. At least I hope. A breaking back. Room at 800-843-2441. Speaking of religion, you know, on the last guest, you have to appreciate someone who's not afraid to go out on a limb. And he's way out there on the limb. I mean, he didn't say 2015, when maybe we lose his number, maybe we don't. He said 2008, so we're talking about exactly a year from now, April of 08. We will hold that phone number and return his call late next year. I came across his ad. I want to say it was in Time magazine. A couple of comments, follow-up comments on my guest. Brent, you're one of them. What's going on?
What's going on, Mike? How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Just want to make a comment. I mean, I'm a Christian, and I believe in prophecy and all that good stuff, too. But the only thing that I refuted what the guy said was that it clearly states in the Bible that Jesus told his disciples that, you know, that no one knows the hour of the end, you know, not even the Son, but only the Father. And the second point is, he also warns his disciples. He says many will come, you know, come and prophesy and say, you know, here's Jesus here or here's God over here. But he says, you know, the kingdom of God is within you. You know that his sheep know his voice. So, I mean, you know,
I'm just not really sure what I'm supposed to do about it anyway.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, I'm not. I mean, you know, that's what he believes. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, refute anybody's beliefs. But I really don't. You know, I don't want to. I don't think that. You know that. he's, you know, cause like I said, the Bible says no one knows the date and time of the end, you know, only Father. I mean, so.
Well, he didn't really give date and time. He just gave April 08.
Well,
maybe that doesn't count.
That's kind of a more of a specific time, you know, as far as a month and a year. But, you know, I would choose rather not to believe something like that than, you know, what God's word says. But I mean, you know, everybody has their opinion on what.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'll have no problem sleeping tonight. It's not going to keep me up.
Oh, exactly. I mean, like I said, I mean, I believe in prophecy, and I read the Bible and stuff, and you know, but I would choose whether or not to believe somebody that comes on the radio and says, "Oh, April 08, you know, the world's going to end." I'm like, I don't think so.
Well, we'll have him back on regardless. If he's right, we'll have him back on.
Yeah, and then
no
you can prove him wrong.
You got it. All right, Brent. Thanks so much.
See you later.
Yeah, open phones Monday. Just how many people over time believe they were living in the end times? The answer is all of them. And 1,000 years from now, they'll be saying it too, including every year between now and 1,000 years from now. Quickly, Steve, what do you have? What's going on?
Hey, not so much. Mike, hope you feel better sometime today.
Thank you.
Hey, that Old Testament prophecy was the age where prophets actually did things and told us things that were right. In later times, there are really no prophets. There's no bishops. There's nobody that can tell us.
I don't know. I've gotten a few things right.
Well, yeah, that you have for certain. But I'll tell you what, ever since the ascension of Christ, the very next day was the end times immediately. We've been living in the end times since he went there and prepared a place for us. And I have a problem with people that claim to know the hour, the day, or the month, and the year.
Well, I guess to his credit, he's not selling the book. It's available for free.
Right. All right. I understand that. You know what? What's sad, though, with that giving it away, here recently, even in the year 2000, all the gloom and doom over your computers won't work and this, that, and the other, we use scare tactics. Insurance companies use scare tactics. Credit card companies try and milk us for thousands of dollars over people's fears. And I'm certain that while he's giving it away free, he has a spot on his website there where you can send him some money to continue his work.
Well, I'll take a look and see if something like that might be there.
All right, Mike.
Steve, got to run. Thanks so much. 800-843-2441. A lot of ground to cover. And emails work as well. That'd be McConnell@PremierRadio.com. And I got a few of them I have to get to, including last night's 60 Minutes episode. Ken, quick point. What's going on? What do you know?
Yes, Mike. I just wanted to point out, I just saw on the Discovery Channel, I believe it was, where they were predicting the end times. Or different things that predicted the end times, one being the Mayan calendar ended in 2012.
Yeah.
And they had several other things, you know, from different prophecies, not necessarily religious prophecies, but, you know, Nostradamus and all those good things that showed the world ending in 2012, or the calendar ending and different things that pointed to that, which would line up with his 2009 beginning of tribulation. I just wanted to put that point out there and see if anybody else had seen anything on that.
If you firmly believe in it, buy a house with a balloon mortgage that kicks in after 2012.
Right, well, yes.
And live well for a couple of years.
That's it. They had it showing more from a scientific research of all these things that pointed to 2012.
Well, they tend to replay. Yeah.
2009.
They tend to replay those things. I'll look for it.
Right.
Ken, thanks so much.
You bet.
See you. Go ahead. Gary, go ahead. What's up?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
You are.
Hey, with the interview that happened last night, I mean, like you said, the guy's clueless. I agree with you 100% straight across the board. The guy that you hit on earlier about the end times,
yeah,
he's from the Armstrong Church. Those guys are the World Church of God, okay? These guys are off the hook. I mean, they're very legalistic in their approach as far as, like, to the worship of the Lord or what have you. And just the thing of this is that the Lord, the true Lord, I mean, you can worship him in the bathroom of your home. You know what I'm saying? You don't need a particular day to worship God.
I couldn't agree more.
So that's all all I had to say, brother.
All right, thanks so much. Thanks so much. Yeah, I don't think God sits up there and stews over which day someone goes to a church to worship or honor. I don't think that fouls his day at all.